gentlemen, boys and ghouls, step right up. Behind this curtain lies a ghastly concoction of delight, horror, fantasy, and terror. Your every wish is our command, your every whimsical desire brought to life. But I'm warning you, there's always a price. Welcome to the greatest show on earth!
Okay, everybody, welcome to this week's edition of the Kurt and Jeff Show. I'm Kurt.
I'm the other guy.
Yep. we're actually recording this, what is it? We've got to work all next week, then we go on vacation.
Yep.
So, this will be the last one you get with me and Jeff for a little while. When we go on vacation, I'm planning on taking the digital recorder, and I will tape with me and the kid and my dad. I got an extra one I'm going to give Jeff so he can tape some with his old lady and family.
Family?
Well, her family.
Oh, and this is a bunch of hillbilly speak.
Mm-hmm. You're all related.
Going to the hills of Tennessee, Kentucky. It's all the same.
That's where I'm going to.
We're going opposite ends of the state.
Yeah.
I don't know if she'll talk or not. I mentioned that to her yesterday, and she's like, yeah.
Well, bring it up and start talking. Turn it on and record.
Bullshit. You can bitch about work, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But normally when we go anywhere, we just play music really loud.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can tape us singing badly.
Hey, I'll put it up. I don't mind.
If you like to try out for American Idol and shit.
Yeah, I don't know how good ours is going to tape. Like I said, I don't know if my dad's really into it, but I know the kid will do it, so.
Yeah, I just bring up Psycho Jenny and set him on a tirade.
Mm-hmm. He hates her. Speaking of her, she did send me an email this week, says she wants to do a podcast with us, so I will get that set up for us.
Sounds like a setup to me, but okay.
I guess it'll probably be in July sometime. We'll figure it all out and get everything set up. We'll sit down and talk to her. Last time I talked to her, she was fine. She was just... I honestly don't think she's going to go through with the interview. I think we're going to get, you know, 15, 20 minutes into it, and she's going to try to lie about something. We're going to end up calling her on it, and she's going to walk out. Like I said, this will go up long after that.
I bet I'm the one that pisses her off.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, this podcast will go up after that one, so that's my prediction, is that about 15, 20 minutes in, she's going to try to lie.
Is it gonna go up
we're
going to
call her. Nope.
Or after?
It'll go after.
Is it going to go after our...
After we interview her.
So why are we telling everyone, hey, we're going to interview Psycho Jen coming up? By the way, that's going to show up before this episode goes
up. No. This episode will go up, then Psycho Jen.
Okay, you're making it sound like Psycho Jen's episode is going up.
No. This one's going to go up first.
Got it.
But this won't go up until after the interview. After we interview her.
Oh, yeah. Well, you guys will get the...
That's, yeah, because we're about 5 weeks out right now. 5 or 6 weeks out.
Yeah, we're about 5 or 6.
Yeah. And then we'll have all our vacation stuff.
We're also going to be shooting the show tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We're doing a Chicago trip with our ghost group, so we'll try and... instigate some drama there.
Oh, we already got drama. So
it's not going to be hard to do.
I don't know how well that one's going to turn out. We've got 6 people in a van, so I have no clue where we're going to put the recorder. Probably going to have to go in the middle seats, and everybody's just going to have to
pop. We just hang it from the ceiling. We're going to have your daughter there, so there's comic relief.
Yeah.
It's always fun to make fun of the retarded.
I don't know how well it's going to go. I know a lot of times people get in their own little conversations and stuff while we're driving sometimes. So we'll have to try to keep an eye on that so we don't bleed over.
Yeah, but I think if we got the podcast going and we're actually talking, they'll be involved with it. I don't think that should be a problem. And, you know, depending on the conversation, ditching about the drama that's currently going on within the group, which, have we touched on that on here?
No, we haven't. We can go ahead and talk about that too if you want
to. Are we going to?
Can. I'm sure it'll come up tomorrow, so we might as well give them a heads up.
Well, there you go.
You know?
A couple weeks ago, we talked about how to form a ghost group and issues and drama that you will run into. This is actually kind of a new one to me.
Basically what happened is, okay, we got 3 members of our group that were, like, always together. We'll go Brenda, call the other one Lisa, we'll call the other one Mary. They were all together. They're all like the 3 Musketeers. They all worked together. Brenda originally started with the group, and she brought the other 2 in. And anytime we go on trips, anytime we did anything, there were always the three of them together. And Mary
the female Three Stooges.
Oh, yeah.
Because Mary was a clown.
She was. She actually did dressed up as clown.
So she could be the curly. Mm-hmm.
They're always together. Mary ended up dying. Well, when she died, they brought a fourth into the group. We'll call her Jen. Not Psycho Jen. This is a different Jen.
Wasn't she there? She was there before.
She was there with Mary and all of them. They were kind of like all four of them together. But right. She came in later after the original three.
She was the fourth wheel.
Yeah, once Mary died.
The three wheel
vehicle. Once Mary died, then her, Jen and Lisa started hanging out a lot. And kind of pushed Brenda to the side. Didn't want to have too much to do with her. You know, they started going out doing their own thing.
Well, Brenda had left the job.
Yes. I think they all ended up leaving the job.
They all left there, but at the time, Brenda had left. And Brenda lived quite a distance away from where the other two did. They lived pretty close to the job. So they started hanging out quite a bit more. And Brenda kind of got pushed to the wayside, partially because she wasn't working with them anymore in the distance. Mm-hmm.
And she didn't like that. And, I mean, it's a little rift started in between them. And it just kept getting bigger and bigger. And it got to the point where Brenda just never, you know, she didn't want to have anything to do with either one of them because they never talked to her. The short emails and texts is all she'd ever get from them. So we hop ahead now. This goes on for about a year, year and a half. Well, all of a sudden, now Lisa and Jen starts fighting. I guess.
Yeah, Mary died, what, about 3 years ago?
Four. It was when I was in prison. So it's 3.5, 4 years ago because I've been at this job for 2 years. Over two.
It's been 3 years because I just started dating Ronnie and we've been together. We just passed 3 years back in April. I think she died.
Did she die in May or June?
I don't know. I have no clue.
So about 3 years. Yeah. Anyway, okay.
So, you know, it goes on for another year and a half, 2 years or whatever all this is going on. And Lisa and Jen starts fighting. Basically, from what I've got from them, again, I'm the third party. I didn't witness any of this stuff.
I'm the fourth party. I'm not involved in any of this shit.
Yeah. She said Jen started stalking her, started showing up, you know, at her house at all times. Anytime she'd make a post on Facebook, within like 2 or 3 minutes, Jen would have been commenting on that post. Said she went out to the movies one time with some of the women where she worked at. And as soon as she left the theater, she made a post, you know, hey, just saw this movie. It was great. She said that as soon as she posted it, Jen come back yelling at her, why didn't you invite me? Why didn't I get to go? I wanted to see it too. She said that Jen would call her up and ask her for dinner and stuff like that. You know, what are you having for dinner? When she'd tell her, say, oh, you got extra? Can I come over? Stuff like that. Just really getting on her nerves.
It just sounds lazy to me.
Yeah. There's a lot of drama in between the two of them. So, I don't know what happened, what finally set it off. I know Lisa was getting really, really pissed about it. Wasn't sleeping right, wasn't eating right. I mean, just really getting on her nerves. So she ended up, Lisa quit coming to the ghost group a couple of times because Jen said she wouldn't come if Lisa didn't go. And she was hoping that Jen would get the idea that if I'm not there, maybe she'll quit coming and I can come back to the group. And that didn't really work. Well, the first thing I heard about it was, they started telling me, you know, they didn't want her around, stuff like that. And then we were going out. She had told me that she had been stalking her and that,
This is about 3 months ago?
Yeah, about three, maybe 4 months ago. And she said that, we were having all going to meet up over at Tradewinds and have dinner and then go out on a ghost hunt. So we're all, you know, I posted her on the message boards and stuff, you know, our meeting and stuff like that. We're on the way to Tradewinds, and Lisa was swinging by grabbing Brenda and Rachel. And I was heading out that way, and I get a text from Jen saying, hey, I've already got a seat out here at Tradewinds. Just, you know, come in and ask for us. So
and that was one I didn't go to.
Yeah. I immediately sent a text to Lisa and said, hey, you know, your stalker's here. Just letting you know. Not trying to be a dick or nothing. Just wanted to give you the heads up.
He goes around saying, I'm a dick.
Yeah.
Fuck you, I'm a dick. I'm okay with it, I'm a dick. And then he says, I'm not trying to be a dick.
Sometimes I don't want to be a complete dick, but... So, but I wanted to let Lisa know ahead of time, you know? So we get out there, and, Lisa goes ahead and shows up, and we talk outside before we go in. She's like, I can't believe she actually come out here. She's like, you know, I just had my, her granddaughter's birthday party, or something like that, and that, some kind of party... Jen was over there
involved.
Birthday
party.
and said that when she was getting ready to leave, she came out to the car and was talking to Lisa at the car window, holding onto the window, and Lisa finally just had to tell her, you know, get the fuck away from my car, leave me alone, we're not going to be friends, we're not going to hang out. I don't want to text you, I don't want to talk to you, none of that. And, you know, she showed me the texts on her phone. She'll have, like, you know, 15, 20 texts from Jen with no response from her. You know, just, she just keeps texting and texting and texting. And, again, I mean, it sounds kind of petty. It's, you know, to me, it's like, get over it. You know, I don't know what she, I know she's stalking or whatever, but just, you know. I've been through it before with people that just won't leave me alone. And it, I'm good at just ignoring people, you know.
All right. Like,
so anyway, we have dinner and stuff. Well, then afterwards, I guess Jen again asked Lisa if she could drive with her that time, and Lisa told her no. I told her she could drive with me. I was like, you know, there's nobody in my van, just me. I was like, the kid can drive over there with Rachel and them, and we'll,
Here's an appropriate post off Facebook for this. Once you hate someone, everything they do is annoying. Like, look at that bitch sitting there breathing like she owns the place. It sounds exactly like... I need to put that on Lisa's wall.
Well, we go, we start, after we get done eating, we do our ghost hunt. Like I said, Jen drives with me, and that's when she started telling me some of the stuff that was going on. That was when I first started getting the details of everything that was going on. I had known there was a problem before, they were fighting, but I didn't know exactly what was going on. So, of course, I get, Jen's side of the story. You know, she didn't want to talk about it too much, but she did say, you know, she's trying to be friends and stuff like that. During the whole ghost hunt, Lisa was civil to her. You know, they talked, you know, when we're out there in the cemeteries and stuff like that. You know, they wasn't buddy-buddy, but they, yeah, they'd speak to each other, no problems. Well, during that hunt, I mentioned that, you know, we had our Chicago trip coming up in a couple of months. And, I, you know, we're planning it out, letting people know, you know, getting ready to come up, this is what we're going to be doing, all that stuff. Well, right after that, Lisa and Brenda's kind of like shushing me, you know. I'm like, okay, you know, I'd drop it, let it go. Well, then the next month...
Now, here's where the group comes into this, because she is a member of the group.
Right.
And we have other people of the group wanting to kind of basically shove her out because they're tired of her.
Right.
And I don't really agree with that.
Me neither.
But...
What started was that right after that meeting, right after the trade winds and we went out and did the ghost hunting stuff, like that night or the next morning... I got texts from both Lisa and Brenda saying, hey, can you remove Jen from the officer section of the message board? And I was like, okay, you know, I can do that. I was like, you know, it's no big deal. Technically, Jen was not an officer of the group, but we, you know, I put the major members of our group, we got 7 or 8 main members that hang out all the time. I gave them all officer status so they can go in there and change anything on the boards they need to, and they can see the officer section.
And it was also done... so we could hide posts from the other Jen.
Yeah, the psycho Jen.
That's where we'd have our conversation.
Yeah, originally that's what it was for. But that's originally, that's exactly why we did it.
What you can take away from this conversation is don't be friends with anyone named Jen.
Yeah, for the most part. But again, it's all fake names, so... just so happened these two people have the same name in real life. Hence the reason we're calling her Jen and the other psycho Jen. But they asked me to remove her from the officer section of the board. Originally, they told me, they said they didn't want her on there because, you know, they brought up the thing, she's not an officer. Everybody else on there is technically an officer, except for Rachel. Rachel's the only one that's not. So I guess technically we could have her in as a secretary or something like that. Brenda's the den mother, Lisa's the co-director, and the bad kids are the trainers.
So, Rachel's you're keeper the bunnies.
Yeah. So,
bunny officer.
We go ahead and we, I removed her from the officer section, and they said they didn't want her going on the Chicago trip. Now, again, just like Jeff, I got a problem with this. She is a member of our group, even with Psycho Jen. I told her I didn't like her coming to the group and stuff, but I never told her she couldn't come. I said, you know, if you want to come, leave me alone, I'll leave you alone, we can be civil, we'll leave it at that. You know?
And
we're not going to hang out outside the group or anything like that.
This Chicago trip is an annual thing.
Yeah, we do this every year. We did this for like, you know, 10 years straight, every year.
Either
going.
In May or June.
Yeah. I mean,
whichever one works out. A couple years ago, they did it on the day that I got married to my wife.
And he wouldn't cancel or reschedule.
And I wouldn't cancel the marriage and reschedule it to go on this trip. So this is actually the first time I've gone on the trip in...
ever.
What, 8 years? been with the group?
I don't think you've ever went to a chapel.
No, this would be the first one, but I've been with the group like 8 years.
Right.
Actually, I've never done anything with them more than an hour away from here, because I don't know if I could handle all of them that long.
Yep.
They all fucking smoke.
No, I'm the only smoker now.
Lisa quit?
Lisa quit. Brenda quit. So I'm the only smoker now in the group.
I bet she's Jen smoking now.
Yeah. But, they wanted me to remove her, you know, not say anything to her about the Chicago trip. So I come back with Lisa. I told her, I was like, you know, I really don't feel good about this. I was like, the best thing I can offer is we'll make the post on the officer section of the board. We won't say anything else about it. But if Jen asks me about the trip, I'm going to have to let her know. I was like, I can't just keep it from her. So she's like, that's fine, you know, do that. So another month goes by, and, you know, this is last month. Last month is when we had the ghost hunt. We were going to Potawatomi Zoo. And that's the one where Psycho Jen showed up and was actually leading it. We helped her lead the talk and everything there at the zoo.
That's just fucked up how that happened. Oh, funny as hell, but fucked up.
But, so we went ahead. We did the hunt at Potawatomi Zoo. We all met up earlier to eat. And again, we didn't tell her about this. What I did is, we found out about the group because it was posted on Facebook, this meeting. So we went ahead and I made a post on the officer section. We're all going to meet up and eat at Hacienda, and then we'd go ahead and drive over for this meeting. Well, I clicked on the thing that I was going. Rachel had clicked she was going. Brenda clicked it. Lisa clicked it. Well, Jen got on there, saw that we were all going, asked me if that's where we were going for our monthly meeting. I said, yeah. So she decided she was going to go too. So again, a little bit more drama. So she goes, and again, through the whole thing, I don't say anything about the Chicago trip. I just let it go, all that stuff.
I didn't go again.
Yeah, you backed out again, lazy fucker.
Hey, I avoid all this fucking drama. Mm-hmm. Keep my blood pressure down.
So the next day after last month's meeting, Jen sends me a text, and she's like, hey, can you move the Chicago trip from the officer's board to the main board where I can see it, because I can't see the details or nothing. Apparently, the way our message boards are set up is you can see the title of the post up there on the officer section, what we're talking about, but you can't see the post itself. You can't go into the boards, but you can see it on the right-hand side of the board.
Right.
So she had seen that we had a Chicago trip posted in there. So I told Lisa and I told Brenda and all of them, I was like, okay, she's asked about the trip. I'm going to have to move it out. And again, they told me, you know, both Lisa and Brenda, that they didn't want her to go. Because I guess apparently now that Jen's out of the picture, Lisa and Brenda's getting a lot closer and hanging out again, stuff like that. So I told them, I was like, well, the only thing I can suggest then is let's have everybody make a post on there, everybody say you're riding with me in my van, or my SUV, and that way then we have no room for her, and then if she wants to come, she can come, but she'll have to drive herself. And then if we get any extra members that want to show up too, then they can ride with her. We can put coolers in her car, whatever we need to. You know, give us a little bit more room.
Yeah, let's put our food and drink with the freaking good person being shunned. Brilliant. Anyway.
So, they did. They said, okay, you know, that was my idea to everybody ride with me. You know, I'll claim that one. So everybody went ahead and I waited to move the post. Everybody made a post on that they were driving with me. That I moved the post out where they could see it. So if she wanted to go.
As it turns out, we are all riding with him.
Yep.
It's going to be cramped.
Well, okay, now here's where all the big drama gets brought up and where I get pulled into everything and I go off on people. basically...
And I have his email to read.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one, too. I'll let you read that.
It's funny as hell.
It starts out... it's a week before we're going to Chicago now, so this would have been Monday. I get a text from... I send out a text to people, you know, I'm getting a head count, who's all going, stuff like that. Jen sends me a text saying, I'm not going, I didn't get a ride, our van filled up before I could request a ride, laugh out loud.
Tuesday, this was Tuesday.
Okay, Tuesday. Said she, you know, she wasn't going, she didn't get a ride. Then she asked, is anybody else driving? I said, well, actually, I think originally Lisa was planning on driving.
I'll play it.
Gotta have another hit of syrup for this one. I told her, I said, I thought originally that Lisa was going to drive. But she did post on the boards that she needed a ride. She was going to drive with me. I said, if Lisa drives, then that means Rachel, Brenda, and my kid will probably drive with her. And then just leave me and Jeff in my SUV. So we'll have room. You can ride with us if that's the case. Send her that text, and not 10 minutes later, I get a text from Lisa. What the fuck's going on? Did somebody tell Jen that we're not all driving together? She's just text me and ask if she could ride with me in my truck. So, I had to, she's like, I told her what was going on. I said, you know, I said that you may have been driving, and I offered to let her drive with us, not with you. And I, you know, I told her, you know, me and Jeff would keep her away from you, stuff like that.
Yeah,
I felt kind of bad. She made some posts on the ghost boards.
You told her that Lisa's truck was full.
Mm-hmm. Well, she had made some posts on the ghost boards that, you know, she didn't want to drive by herself. And, you know, I felt kind of bad because, you know, I don't want to shun anybody. I don't want to push nobody out of the group. I don't have any problems with Jen. She's never stalked me. She's never done anything bad to me. I always talk to her every time she comes out to a meeting or a group or anything like that.
And I've never had a problem. I don't talk to her much. She's quiet. She keeps to herself.
I never had a problem with her. So Lisa gets, you know, kind of pissed about it. And like I said, so I can see where Lisa's saying. I mean, she is stalking her. You know, this is exactly what Lisa's been saying. And like I said, within 10 minutes of me, you know, offering this, she did, you know, sent it to Lisa. And I even went out of my way. I sent Lisa.
Well, that's within 10 minutes you get Lisa's response. So
right.
It was quicker than that.
Yeah. Because I even sent Lisa a thing, said, you know, hey, Jen said she's not going. But so that means if you want to drive, you can. That'll give us a little bit more room. It won't be so crowded. But if she does decide to go, then, you know, I told her she could ride with me and Jeff then.
Right.
So, you know, I accepted it. So I could see where she was stalking her. And Lisa's like, well, you need to handle this. You need to let her know that the thing's full. So I got tired of getting drug in between. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to bring everything out. I've never lied to anybody in the group. I've always been honest. I've always told the group everything. That's just how I am. So
now,
I sent her an email.
Lisa gave you permission to handle it.
Yep.
So she should have responded back to you the way she did after you sent the email. She told Kurt what he said was very rude, and I'm about to read what Kurt sent. I have a copy of the email right here.
This is the email I sent to Jen, and then I sent it to Jeff and Lisa, too, so they could see it.
Okay, Jen, I might as well get this right out of the open since there are a few members of the ghost group who don't want you to come out and say anything, who don't want to come out and say anything, and wants to beat around the bush about stuff. First off, Lisa fucking hates you. And I started laughing at this point. No doubts about it. If you die today, she wouldn't come to the funeral or even send a sympathy card to your next of kin. She wants nothing at all to do with you. I would say right there, that pretty much cuts to the chase and says, fuck off.
For the most part.
Brenda isn't as bad, but is back in Lisa 100% and wants nothing to do at all with you either. Either. However the fuck you pronounce that. I hate to say it, but I don't like being put in the middle of things. You hate to say it. Whatever. I have never lied to anyone in the group, and I think being up front and honest is always the best. And I'm a dick, so it's all good. And I'll give Kurt that. He has not lied to anybody in the group.
Nope.
He's lied to people outside the group.
Oh, of course.
But not anybody in the group. I've talked to Lisa and Brent a few times, as well as you, trying to find out what all is going on and trying my best to help the situation. But I just don't see it getting any better. You need to know when to cut your losses and move on. Again, this is basically saying you need to fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa says you were stalking her, and I've seen all the texts you've sent her without her replying to any of them. Kurt brought this up. I know that there are two sides to every story, which is why I never picked a side and figured you two could work it out. Lisa told me she went off on you a couple months ago, right after we all met up for dinner at Trade Winds, and was really surprised that you showed up for the meeting that night. I didn't care and even let you ride with me for the hunt. I can get along with anyone. Right after that, Lisa and Brenda asked me to remove your access from the officers' forums on the boards and asked me to make all the posts about the Chicago trip on there where you couldn't see it. Neither one of them wanted you to go. Again, fuck off. Again, last month, when you showed up for the zoo hunt, both Lisa and Brenda didn't want you there. As I have always said, I won't say anything behind your back that I won't say to your face. And this is true. He's actually told our boss he should fire me when there's a fuck up at work. But by the same token, Kurt skipped work and I outed him and threw him under the bus. It's nice out. Kurt's probably skipping. Okay, back to this. I lost my damn spot. There are some members of the group who love to add to the drama. They will tell you one thing and then run right to Lisa and tell her the exact opposite. No name mentioned, but I know who that is. I've seen it myself back when the whole Psycho-Gen drama I went through. Brenda, Lisa, and Mary were really close there for the longest, but after Mary died, you and Lisa started getting all buddy-buddy together. Hell, most of us figured you two were lesbians.
We did?
He has a way of putting shit, don't he? I started leaving Brenda out, and she really resented that. Oh, did like a lesbian three-way want going there?
Yes,
so, I don't know.
But,
okay. Hence the reason Brenda doesn't like you anymore. Now that Lisa hates you, her and Brenda talk more. I know it sucks, but shit happens. I'm not shitting you. This is the actual
email. This is the actual email I sent.
I don't want you giving the speech at my fucking funeral. I really do.
Oh, you know I'm going to.
Oh, shit. Like I said before, there are two sides to every story, which is why I told you today that if Lisa was going to drive Saturday to Chicago, then you could ride with them. Then you could ride with me and Jeff. You know, there's actually three sides to every story. Their side, the other side, and the truth.
Yep.
Okay. Just making sure. I won't kick anyone out of the group. I never even kicked Psycho Jen out when we were fighting. Again, he brought this up, and this is true. The group keeps getting smaller and smaller, so I don't want to lose anyone. I always try to make everyone feel welcome. Yeah, you dick. I've always talked to you every time you showed up. I have no problems with anyone. If I did, I would tell you right out, I have no problems with you at all. And yes, this is true, too. Mm-hmm. He used to tell Todd he hated him all the fucking time.
Mm-hmm. I didn't care.
Todd
I
was
still
so
don't.
Mad. Originally, when we planned the Chicago trip, I think Lisa was planning on driving herself to Chicago. If that was the case, then Brenda, my kid, and Rachel would have all rode along with her, and it would have just been me and Jeff in the SUV. When Lisa had a problem with you going and wanted to just not tell you about it, I told her I wasn't going to get in the middle of it. I told her that I would make all the posts in the officer section, but if you asked about it, I would have to let you know, since you are a member of the group, and I'm not kicking anyone out. Again, we brought this up and talked about it. So when you asked me to move the post, I did, and told Lisa that the best thing I could offer was to have everyone ride with me. So if you wanted to go, then you would have to drive yourself, since Lisa didn't want you driving with her, much less going at all. That was my idea, no one else. So Lisa, Brenda, Rachel, Jeff, and Christy all posted they were driving with me, and actually we are. Mm-hmm. And I have shotgun, so fuck everybody.
Well, we're going to be recording a podcast, so you got to be up there to play off of.
Well, I got to have room for my fat ass stomach, too.
Oh, yeah, you're huge. You like the pregnant Jeff.
Whatever, we're the same fucking size now, you
don't
asshole.
Maybe I have to dig up the pregnant Jeff thing. Yeah, but you're like a foot shorter than me.
So? I also have more hair.
I have more hair on my ass than you got on your whole body.
Really a detail I do not want to know. Ever. Ever.
I'll tell you, that shit gets the toilet paper we try to wipe gets stuck in there sometimes.
Dingleberries and
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah.
This is how easy we go off. Today when you said you wasn't going, I went out of my way to be nice and told you that I didn't know if Lisa was driving, but if that Lisa drove, then you could ride with me and Jeff. I even went so far as to text Lisa letting her know that six people in my SUV with coolers and stuff is going to be tight fit. So if she wanted to drive, then that would be okay. Yeah. women and tightness. That goes together. I did tell you, I did tell her, you said you wasn't coming, and that if you did go, I said you could ride with me and Jeff, so she wouldn't have to deal with you so much. It wasn't 15 minutes after I sent you the text that I got one from Lisa saying, Jen just texted me, what the fuck is going on? Did someone tell her we were not all riding together? You already know Lisa fucking hates you. She has told you this, that several times. It's been, what, 3 or 4 months now since Lisa did anything, capital letters, anything, with you that wasn't forced on her? What made you think she would let you ride with her for 14 plus hours to Chicago and back now? I was trying to keep peace by letting you ride with me so she didn't have to deal with you so much. And you went and texted her anyway with asking for a ride with her. Way to fuck things up.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa will be civil to you during the ghost hunts and meetings, but that's the best you can ever hope for. And if you push it, I don't doubt one day she's going to get a restraining order on you and have it enforced, and Lisa would.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, shit. I lost my spot. My keyboard came up and fucking knocked everything back.
You're right. If you push it, don't doubt one day she's just going to get a restraining order on you and have it enforced.
There we go. Or just knock you the fuck out. At which point my hands will be tied. It will not be tied. They'll be fucking holding the camcorder.
Hold the camcorder recording.
You got knocked the fuck out, bitch! As for Saturday, at the moment SUV is full, I tend to believe that people tell me until they believe what people tell me until they prove otherwise. And Lisa says her truck is making noises, so she needs a ride, and she did call it. Actually, she fucked her truck up even worse by trying to fix that noise. Kind of chuckled about that. I can't say one way or the other if that is true, but with you asking her for a ride, that sealed the deal that she is sticking to her story now and riding with me and the rest because she really doesn't want you anywhere around her. We meet up at 7 a.m. Saturday morning at my house and head out if you want to go. But like I said, since you texted Lisa, she's not driving, so the SUV is full. This way you know what's going on and I'm not stuck in the middle trying to hide stuff from anyone. Lisa and Brenda hate you. Deal with it, move on. You're not going to ever change that. I could care less. I don't like anyone, but don't overtly hate you or dislike you any more than anyone else. I think Jeff's the same way. Nice to throw. I have no part of this whatsoever in any of this, and he's got to throw my name in right at the end.
I threw everybody in.
Fuck you. The bad keys seem to be okay with you, but they don't come out too often. At least now you know where you stand. Have a nice day. That's right. And then Lisa fucking hate you. That's where you stand.
Yep. I mean, I laid it all out on the line. I told her exactly how it was.
Now, 3 times he states they fucking hate you, and one time he says they hate you, or that her.
Mm-hmm.
And her reply to him is...
The only reply I got from Jen was, oh, wow, I guess I won't come to the ghost group anymore. And
who'd she tell it? I know she's going through.
Let me find it. Got to be on my Facebook page. I believe Lisa's the one that sent it to me.
Her response is, I know Lisa's going through
she
a lot.
She said, she says I was being an absolute bitch now. She doesn't even think that she did anything wrong. Said she was going to let shit pass because I was going through stuff. The only thing I said I was going through was being stalked. So,
so Lisa goes off on her, tells her to get the fuck away from her and out of her life, and Kurt tells her that she's fucking hated 4 times in an email, and they're just going through rough shit.
It's a tough time. Like I said, you go through this in every ghost group that I've been in. There's always drama, you know.
And, you know, it's always funny until it's your group.
Yeah. But I got to admit, the way I've been handling it, you know, through the whole group, has actually worked out very well. I don't lie about anything. If I get put in the middle of something like this and they tell me to handle it, I handle it. I tell people exactly what's going on.
Yeah, Lisa wasn't happy about the email. She told Kirk that was fucking rude.
Or she said the dying
was if rude. You die, she wouldn't show up. But she did tell Kirk to take care of it, so Kirk took care of it. Never give Kirk permission, ever, for anything like that, because that's how Kirk handles it.
It gets handled, though.
I fucking hate you.
What else can you say? I mean, at that point, she's told her several times, you know.
If you fucking die, they're not going to show up at your damn funeral. I'd show up to make sure she's dead.
I'd show up for the free food. I mean, there's always good food after a funeral.
No, not always.
Normally it is. Yeah, you
get
to church
cheap,
or whatever.
You get some cheap casseroles families that don't do that.
Even cold cuts is okay. It's free food. I'm not going to turn it down. I wouldn't send no sympathy card. I don't. Fuck that. Like, send them a text, you know. That'd be about it.
Sorry,
your kid
died
or something, yeah.
Don't expect one when your dog dies.
Oh, no, no. I'm taking off work when my dog dies.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
I love my dog. Oh, yeah.
Had a car wreck and my daughter and dog died. I need time off for my dog.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I love my dog. The greatest little puppy ever. And we're going on vacation next week, so he's got to go to the kennel, so I've been spending so much time with him this week and next. Every night, hour or two, just down there rubbing his belly, playing with him.
I do that every day anyways.
Of course, but like, a little extra.
Oh, good God.
He had a ham sickle last night. Bought them little, those 50-cent bags of meat or whatever. I got a little refrigerator next to my bed now. I put it up there in the freezer and froze them. I give them that just sit there and eat them for like 15 minutes. A little frozen ham.
Oh, wow. What else? What was it? See, we're switching topics now.
Uh-huh.
This is
we always jump
this
around.
Is Kurt's love of his dog. This is shit Kurt does for his. What was it you just bought him? Another translator?
Oh yeah,
it's a
puppy translator, bark translator. So every time he barks, you put a little thing on his collar, and it's got a little walkie-talkie thing you hold. When the dog barks, it tells you what he says. And then I got him another one that it's supposed to send out. You set him up a Twitter page. Whenever he barks, it'll send a Twitter out on its Twitter page, whatever he's saying. But for some reason, the Twitter thing won't work. I guess they went in there now in the settings or something and changed it so that it don't work with that now.
Probably posted too much. You get a dog that barks a lot.
I got the translator's good. And actually, some of the stuff says is kind of true.
My name is Kikaris. You are a mammoth squirrel.
Yep, I love that little puppy. I did a year in prison for that dog.
Shh, you're going to go home one day and it's going to translate. Your doctor gave me peanut butter.
Kid already grabbed his junk one day. That was the funniest thing ever. He bit her. She's rubbing his stomach and stuff. He's laying on his back. He's a typical dog, you know. He's a Dachshund Beagle mix. And she quit rubbing it for a second. He kind of like scooted up a little bit. So she put her arm back down to rub him again. She like just straight groped him. Grabbed his junk and everything. And Toro barked and bit on your... I laughed my ass off. I said, even the dog won't let you touch him. Oh, it was great.
Oh, you may as well go slit your wrist now.
Slice down, not across. Oh, I tell you that all the time. I pick on my kid a lot.
You know what's funny about Psycho Jen? Huh. I have not met a single dog she's been around that likes her. They all, not only do they bark, they growl and the hair stands up on the back of their neck. Mm-hmm. And that should speak fucking tongues for you about her.
Mm-hmm. They know it.
I've seen about 4 or 5 different dogs that she's come around and every last one of them did that. The hair went up on the back of their neck and they wanted to fucking chew her up.
She's a cat person.
Cats don't even like her, though.
No, they go hide.
Well, that's because she's a cat murderer.
Yeah.
Murderer. Murderer.
Like, so I can't wait to get her on the podcast. Like I said, it's going to be great. Seriously, 15 minutes in, I think she...
She's like Gollum with boobs.
Mm-hmm. So she went out with me one night. Only reason I went out with her is just so she said she had some cemeteries that she had hit with the other group. Wanted to show us where they were at. They're supposed to be really active. She gave me the names. I did check on the names. They were supposed to be active in places we had never hit before, up in Cassopolis. So, you know, I went ahead and picked her up, and she showed me where they're at. We GPSed them and everything. The whole time we were gone, though, when we were talking, it was like, I would say something, you know, that happened, like, between me and her, and she'd, like, try to deny it, you know? And it's like, I was there. I know this is what happened. She's like, no, no, it didn't happen. Like, I don't remember that. And she's a different person. Yeah, she's like, I'm a different person now. I've changed. People can change. I mean, I give them that. But
well, maybe she's schizo, and we were just hanging out with the wrong one.
Yeah. Got me. Like I said, she was very nice when we went out. You know, I didn't have any problems with her. You know, we talked. It was like old times, you know?
You said she's on medication now, right? Medication.
She says she is.
Medication can do wonders. So. It can make a person a completely different person.
Mm-hmm.
Or make them even more psycho.
Yep. Well, I think we're going to pause here so we can run out and get some food.
We're fat and we're hungry.
Oh, yeah. We'll come back, though. We're going to keep on recording. We're going to get another 3-4 podcasts out of all this. That way we got plenty booked up. Like I said, after this gets done and our vacation's up, because I know I'll get 3 or 4 hours on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
If you can get an hour or so, we'll be booked up a good 2 or 3 months in advance. And then we can just move around on dates. If we get anything special comes in, we want to move it to a different area.
And then
we'll do that.
We can go on hiatus because everything's...
I don't have to deal with you once a week.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Fuck you.
We'll be back.
Fuck.
Okay, everybody, we're back. We just went out and eat, had some Chinese buffet.
Yeah, ready for a nap.
Oh, yeah,
Chinese buffet. I go through the fucking line. This old bastard motherfucker comes through. They got the seafood medley out there. So I get a couple spoonfuls of that, put it on my plate, and I'm going down the other side. This motherfucker's picking out every piece of fucking shrimp in there and just loading his plate up with the shrimp. That shit pisses me the fuck off. Mm-hmm. Then I go through the second time, and I'm ready to go through there. Big ass, fat, fucking 350-pound black woman. Scooping out all the fucking crab meat. So all that's left in there is a fucking vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
What? You motherfuckers, this is not here for just your personal shit, you stupid.
At least take a scoop. I mean, pick it out at the table, but that way then they'll, you know, if they have a tray sitting there with nothing but vegetables, they're not going to put nothing new out until it's gone.
No.
So take it with you and then just throw it in the trash. Yeah, you know?
The guy had like fucking 40 shrimp on his plate that he scooped out of the seafood medley. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
I don't eat seafood anyway. You know, fish fuck in the water and then you swim in it and you eat it. That's why it's all salty.
Hey, a girl fucking pisses on her couch. Did you go down on that thing?
No.
You don't?
Not normally, uh-uh.
You're weird, Kurt.
I'm a selfish cop. I just take what I want and then see ya.
I guess so.
You must be doing something right. I get all the crazies coming back for more.
Well, no.
There's only been one girlfriend that I've had.
The key word in there was... crazy.
I've only had one chick that I've ever dated that has not come back for more after we got done. And that was that Karen bitch. Every other person I've ever dated has always come back for seconds after we broke up.
Yeah, you sure with seconds and not, hey, he tolerates my cuckoo.
Could be. I ain't picky. I mean, hell, for that 10 minutes I'm getting a blowjob, I ain't got to listen to him.
Nah, you're doing the blowjob right, you're still hearing noise, man.
No, not all the mumbling, the all that shit.
I bet Psycho Jen didn't. She does that mumble shit.
Uh-huh.
Blowjob.
Blowjob.
Okay, everybody, we're going to go ahead and put a pin in it right there for this week. Join us again next week, and we'll pick up where we left off. This is the first part of a 3-part episode. Also, check us out on Facebook. We are at The Kurt and Jeff Show. Our website is thekurtandjeffshow.com. We're on iTunes and on Stitcher. See you guys later. Have fun.
I'm heading for some place that ain't in a dream. I'm heading where no mortal man's
a fool in a heart full of fire. I'm climbing a mountain that keeps getting higher. I'm playing a game where no one's supposed to win.